I'm Marco Werman. You're with the world. He's out of Syria now and safe. That's a word from U.S. officials on Peter Theo Curtis, the American freelance writer freed over the weekend in Syria. Curtis was kidnapped in 2012 and held by al-Qaeda's affiliate in Syria, Jabhat al-Nusra, or the Nusra Front. In a few minutes, we'll tell you more about that militant group and why they're moderates when compared with ISIS. First, more on Theo Curtis. Seems he had the great fortune of having the government of Qatar involved in negotiating for his freedom. Today, we had hoped to hear from his family members, but they're obviously busy waiting for news of what's next for their son. We did reach someone who's celebrating Theo's return, his old high school sweetheart. The love chapter of their life ended, but Jennifer Style and Theo Curtis remained close friends. In fact, in 2006, Theo convinced her to move to Yemen to train Yemeni journalists at a small English language newspaper there. Jennifer is now a journalist and author based in La Paz, Bolivia, and that's where she was yesterday when she found out about Theo's release.
The family let me know yesterday, just before the media broke the story, and I was hugely relieved that they let me know as soon as possible because obviously, in the wake of the horror that happened to James Foley, that exacerbated everyone's worry about Theo, and just immense relief, just overwhelming gratitude that he's alive and that his family has him back again.
What has it been like, Jennifer, for 2 years as a friend of Theo's waiting for this news?
It's been a very anxious time. You know, I feel mostly for his family, for his mother, because as a parent, I just can't imagine anything worse than not knowing what's become of your child. And so the heartache has mostly been for his mother and his family, who have been working so unbelievably hard to find him.
Mm. And you two are close friends. That started in high school as high school sweethearts. And even though that chapter of your relationship ended, you stayed in touch. I mean, that means he must be pretty remarkable. What kind of man is Theo?
He's a character. You know, in high school, he was a mischief maker. He was had unlimited energy. He was super brilliant, really, really fine intellect, but also hugely full of fun and a little bit of trouble.
Were you worried about a mischief maker going to a place like the Mideast?
Well, Theo was the one who first invited me to Yemen in 2006 to go train journalists over there. And when I expressed concern about the security situation over there, he said, oh, you know, the U.S. State Department, they exaggerate. Everything's totally safe in Yemen, and you're in much greater danger of dying in an automobile accident than you are in a terrorist attack. He's a brilliant linguist. He speaks beautiful Arabic. He speaks several other languages fluently, French, German, I think even Russian. He's fearless. He has no sense of embarrassment. He will talk to anyone about pretty much anything.
So, Jennifer, you're speaking with us from Bolivia, where your life is now located. You're a former journalist. How much did Theo inspire you?
He inspired me in that he invited me to come to Yemen, which is not a place I ever would have gone had he not encouraged me to go there. He actually came to New York and spent time with me over a beer, convincing me that this was a wise decision to make with my life. And once I was in Yemen, you know, his ease at the culture inspired me to learn Arabic, to learn as much as I could about Yemen, to integrate myself with the people. And in all those ways, he inspired me. I wouldn't really be anywhere I am now without his encouragement.
Jennifer Style is a journalist and author and longtime friend of Theo Curtis, just released after 2 years by captors in Syria. Jennifer, great to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you.